is Suzanne Lee here with my guest today, Nikki V. And we were just chatting a bit before we started recording about what we wanted to talk about. And what I kind of came up with, and we'll ask Nikki how she feels about it, is that within the ascension process, what if we really love somebody and we're in an intimate relationship, and what if we feel like maybe we will ascend and they don't? And can we talk about these things with our mates? Can we not talk about these things with our mates? So I'm going to bring you here in on this one, Nikki. And can you begin by giving some information to our listeners about how they can connect with you and what you do? And just tell us all a bit about yourself first.
Yes. Well, thank you very much for inviting me to talk to you today. It's fantastic. And as you know, Suzanne, the reason why I even understand what is meant by ascension and the Arcturians is that my husband, Tony V, is a visionary who is working very keenly at the moment to help people raise their level of consciousness and to connect with their multidimensional self. And so being in a loving relationship with someone who's on that kind of journey does bring with it some challenges, and that's possibly maybe what I can share today is how are the differences between you when you're in an intimate relationship, where you're at, you know, how do you overcome being perhaps at a different part of our path and journey. And just to introduce myself, really, is I'm Nikki V, part of the partnership called Tony and Nikki V, and we are intimate relationship coaches, have been for many years now, helping single people to really find their path of life, to find a partner that they are very congruent with and that they can live their individual and joint purpose with. And with couples who are on that journey, how to overcome any disconnect that they may have. And I think you're right, Suzanne. I think that so often, because we may be at different stages or we may be at different levels of understanding of that path and that journey towards a higher level of consciousness, is that the challenge that comes up is, you know, how do you communicate that and how do you give each other the freedom to live the life that you want to live and to progress and to ascend in the way that you wish to ascend and still be in that beautiful connection?
Yes.
So, yeah, I think it's a great thing to talk about.
And also, I will start by saying that I'm kind of in the reverse order. Now, I'm the one that is on the spiritual path,
yeah.
Whereas my husband is a musician, mm-hmm. and he is very spiritual. He calls me a shaman, so he accepts me, but it's, you know, there's a lot of information that he just doesn't want to hear from me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a little too weird. A little like, well, where is your scientific proof for this?
Yes.
So,
of course.
It's like,
of course.
So we can have a good little girl chat here about what it's like. But I think it's also good that we take a moment for our single listeners.
Yes.
And talk a little bit about that, how that involves them. So what?
Most definitely.
Start with the single people, since
yes.
that's really you. I've never been single. I've been married to someone since I was 20.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know much about being single. So why don't you start and just tell us a little bit about, you know.
Yes, about how we talk to single people who are
right.
on a spiritual path.
Yeah, about finding somebody who they can be spiritually open with.
Yes.
Okay.
Most definitely. I think that, you know, definitely it's a fantastic reason. It's a fantastic reason to talk about how this fits in, because we are, you know, as my Tony would put it, you know, we are definitely in our belief system, you know, a spiritual being having a human experience, and so often the intimate relationship is a very third dimensional experience for most people. And when somebody has had an awakening into a more spiritual look at life, more looking at this from the different dimensions and looking at it from different angles, is that when you're single and you're on that path, you're going to come across other people who are maybe even on the same kind of spiritual path, but at different stages of that. And I think it's exactly the same as any time when we're talking to single people about how they select, you know, the selection process, as we call it, is a very important one. And so many people, regardless of their understanding or their openness to a different way of looking at things, make their selections based on a very physical decision. So it's kind of, at a very basic level, you know, are you physically attractive to me or not? And the difficulty with making a decision to be in an intimate relationship with somebody from a purely physical, practical, kind of third dimensional aspect is that it doesn't allow for anybody's more, it doesn't allow for those two people to share initially what their innermost thoughts and beliefs and philosophy is. So we actually come across, just give you an example, we have one young woman who is very evolved spiritually in terms of her understanding of it and her desire to live life in a very loving space and in a very non-fear, non-third dimensional way. So she has quite a very mature and a very broad brush look at life. And then she finds herself in intimate relationships with somebody who that doesn't make any sense to them, and they are coming at it from a very practical, you know, like, if we're going to be together, who's going to pay for what, you know, are you going to, you know, and so much nowadays girls and men and women are going, well, you know, the practical way to have an intimate relationship is that we, you know, we share everything. So we share a house, we pay half, and, you know, we both have a job and we both have our hobbies, and that's it. Whereas, of course, when somebody's opened up to a more evolved look at life, and they have a more of an awareness of different philosophies, that they actually then get into a relationship with somebody and that doesn't make any sense to that partner. So I personally believe that as a single person, you want to be finding out that we've always been accused, if anything, of saying to people to, you know, wait to become intimate with a partner so that you really get not just to understand the way they live their lives and what their philosophies are, but what their beliefs are about life and about the different evolvement and where they want to be on that path. Does that make sense, Suzanne? Does it?
Yes, yes. It's a looking before you leaping type thing.
Definitely, definitely. and sadly, we see so many couples who are, you know, struggling in their intimate relationships because they haven't found yet, which maybe brings us on to, you know, when you're in a relationship with somebody that's perhaps at a different stage along the path, but they haven't perhaps either of them evolved yet to a point where they can share their innermost thoughts and feelings and desires without any fear of that consequence. And, you know, Tony and I have a great example of this year is that Tony really, as you will know, Suzanne, because you've been in a lot of connection with him, how assisting him on that kind of journey. And he turned around to me earlier in the year and he said, you know, I am absolutely believe that my calling is now to do this 100% wholeheartedly. And of course, for our relationship, which was based more on him being, in an old-fashioned way of putting it, more like a hunter-provider for us as a couple, and me being more of the support, we went through a little bit of a difficult time then, because I was kind of going, okay, that's not kind of what I signed up for here. Whilst I love the fact that you have a desire to grow and understand and learn, when now this is going to actually have a practical impact on our life, I don't know, you know, how I feel about that. And what was really fantastic for us is that we both worked through that in a way that we looked at this from a much bigger perspective and said that, you know, if our purpose for coming together as an intimate partners was for us to teach for the last 7 or so years how people can almost practically have a great intimate relationship, maybe our purpose for being together now is to show people that you can have a beautiful intimate relationship where you're actually on quite different paths. And I personally definitely went very much to my overall purpose for my journey on this planet this time round, in the way that I went, you know, I'm not here to be strict and rules about this, to say that intimate relationship has to look like this. How would it be, I said to myself, if I let go of my quite third dimensional kind of look at this, which is that, you know, he's supposed to be the man in this relationship and I'm supposed to be the woman, and if it changes, then, well, maybe this isn't the relationship for me. Whereas what I did is I said, you know, if my purpose on the planet is to find a greater experience of sharing love and even more of an experience of the multi-dimensions of myself, then could I let go of some of my old beliefs and strategies of how to make an intimate relationship work the best, and just to allow, and not only allow, but to support Tony and on whatever, wherever and whatever that path takes him. And what I found, Suzanne, which was so incredible, and I think that this is definitely for couples who are in the situation the way round that Tony and I are, for the woman in the relationship to grow her own expansiveness by being at peace with whatever, wherever the journey her man takes. Now, when I think when it's the other way round, which is with yourself and your partner, is that, you know, my sense is that it doesn't make any difference. I think that as we evolve, we get less, we need to get less stuck in old beliefs and strategies of what is must happen in a relationship, and to be just more open to sharing our life with somebody in whatever way that takes form and shape.
Yes. And when you said, Tony came to you and said, I want to do this, you meant this being advance on a spiritual path? Or
absolutely.
That
well, and even more than just advancing on his spiritual path from a learning perspective, but to actually actively create his project 24/7.
Okay.
So that meant him not doing what we were doing in our everyday business, as it were.
So what were, I mean, for the listeners, what was your everyday business before that?
To be Tony and Nikki V, intimate relationship coaches, to have that as our business, doing events and seminars and writing and doing interviews and, you know, just literally was full time as a product called Tony and Nikki V, which we made. You know, we have a membership program and we have a client base which has grown massively in the last 7 years, and it's always been driven by Tony, supported by me.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And that was part. That is part of our philosophy, which says that in the world we're living in, the way that we see relationship work most easily is when, you know, the man is the driver and the woman is the support and care. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And so for us to actually go through ourselves a big shift in how we actually practically live together and live our lives was a big stretch for us. And I think that that's what we've loved over the lot of time we've been together, is we've utilized what stretched us in our intimate relationship in order to help others have a greater intimate relationship.
Yes, absolutely.
And so Tony is now full-time, 24/7, completely committed and driven to creating the City of Light project, and which is the, you know, a eco community based on spiritual values. And it's not got any income. It's not as yet. It doesn't even have a premises to place for. So we've gone into a very kind of free flowing style of living, which is quite different to what we were before, when we had a retreat center. We had regular, you know, we had dates for our events booked, you know, years in ahead. And so. What I needed to do myself, and you know, trust that this is useful for the people that are in a relationship with somebody who perhaps is really on that path where it's got a momentum about it, is that if we're really going to love someone unconditionally, we need to love them unconditionally, and we need to not say, "Well, I want it to be the way it was," because things change and move on.
Well, I think bringing up the unconditional love, that's the main thing, because I just had my 31st anniversary. Well, actually,
oh, wow.
I guess I'm going to have it soon. But
yeah.
The main thing that I have found is that we have physical relationships to learn unconditional love.
Yes.
We learn it with
yes.
our children. We learn it with our friends.
Yes.
In the most technicolor manner, we learn it with our mates.
Yes.
Because that's the place where we're the most vulnerable, both men and women.
Yes, absolutely. The other part of it that I think is worthy of, and again, you know, from what I've learned from Tony, from my husband, is that when he talks about the fifth dimensional self, my understanding is that this is a place of unconditional love, and it has a when we are able to tap into that part of us, that then when we bring that to our third dimensional reality, that actually we bring with it a non-attachment to so much that holds us back, because so much that holds us back is being attached to things being a certain way or being with a certain person.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that what's been useful from the learning that I've had from yourself and from Tony is that I realize that the higher self of my own self doesn't have that attachment. It doesn't have that fear in any way, shape, or form of having a future that isn't clear and tied down and safe and secure.
Absolutely.
There's a there's
that,
just
that
a,
is
and the,
that everyone will relate to now.
Yes, and that my desire to expand myself has come from perhaps things changing and me going, "Woo, that's a change that my practical self, as it were, would rather not be going through." So it didn't feel like a comfortable transition for me. But of course, once I was open to looking at things differently and learning more and being, you know, really trying to get much more understanding of what Tony's about and what his philosophy is, that I started to realize that my next level of involvement expansion was to not be attached to being with him, so that we're in choice to be together, because we're both on our paths.
The in choice to be together.
We are in choice. Then.
Way of looking at it, right?
Yeah. Enjoy. Because and it would work the same, you know, the other way around, I believe, is that if in any intimate relationship, my belief is that if we're dependent on the other person changing,
mm-hmm.
and that would be either to become more evolved or less evolved or more spiritual or less spiritual, it doesn't matter. If we're attached to that person changing, and if we're honest and we say, Look, if only they were just like they used to be, or if only they were more like I am now, everything would be fine. Then that is that is not unconditional love. So the way to be in unconditional love is to not be attached to them changing at all, and to love them as they are,
yes.
And to not be attached to that being forever. I mean, that I have a desire to be with Tony, but I'm not attached to being with Tony.
Yes. And, you know, I'm going a bit back to the single thing.
Yes.
One thing I would like to say about that, you know, I'm in my day life, I'm a, you know, a counselor, and I do lots of couples
yes. Yes.
myself, but and a lot of single people as well. And what I have found within myself and with the clients that actually do get married and stay married and are happy is
yes.
that when the woman, I have to speak more from the woman,
yes,
but from the man as well, but of course you see a lot more women in therapy.
Yes.
When the woman is calm about the relationship,
yes. Yes.
And she's calm and she doesn't talk about it a lot, she's not going on and on, she's not worrying,
yes.
And then one day she will just look to me and say, I know he loves me, just that calmly.
Mm. Mm. Mm.
Those are the ones that really do get married, and they really
yes.
do stay married, at least
yes.
for as long as I know them.
Yes.
Because there is a knowing that this is the person that I can be with. This is a person I feel safe with, and
yes.
I can go through all the ups and downs and changes and trials of life
yes.
and feel that this person has my back.
Yes, yes.
And I think you would probably agree with that, having that person have your back is probably
yes.
one of the most important parts of any kind of a relationship, married or friends or anything intimate.
Absolutely. And you're absolutely right. From my understanding and all of the work that I have looked into on the differences between men and women is that, you know, sadly, what's happened in the world is that we've started to, you know, think that we're both the same. And the truism is that the real core man has completely different desires than the real core of the woman.
Mm-hmm.
And the core of the woman, in my understanding, is exactly what you've just said.
Mm-hmm.
We want our ultimate need is we want to feel safe.
Yes.
So finding a way of feeling safe when we don't have security, for me, is where we need to be.
And what because, I have... Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, because if we desire security, often our behavior then goes back to a fear-based place of not being secure,
mm-hmm.
instead of being in a trusting space that actually, I mean, my many years ago, just decided myself to have a belief that whether I'm in an intimate relationship or not, I am actually safe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the universe will take care of me. I'm actually safe. And I think that, you know, a woman to feel safe, but not to have this, as you said, not to be pushing to get anything. So, it, you know, the woman that you described who's calm and just has a knowing and a calm knowing that she's safe and this man will take care of her and, you know, watch over her, is the woman that a man wants to be with.
Absolutely.
Whereas if the woman's demanding, the man may be with her, but that would only be because maybe he's not in a great space.
Yeah, absolutely. And what I've seen, what men really need in a relationship is they need the nurturing that women give.
Yes.
You know, you can go on about, you know, the,
yes.
the sex and the this and that. Of course, they
yeah.
absolutely do need the sex.
Yeah.
However, they really need that nurturing
yes.
that, you know, honey, can I get you a cup of tea, or how are
yes.
you, babe? And
yes.
all of that, that sweetness
beautiful.
That men need.
Yes.
That
There is a word of just a caution, just that what there is a fine line between nurturing and mothering.
Yes, that's true. Mm-hmm.
And just so I always find that with my clients that well I'll say to them is I'll ask them a little bit about how they're nurturing, how they're and it's such a subtle thing, but if you speak mm-hmm. to men who are, you know, perhaps not their relationship's not going well, they'll say, well, yeah, she does do things for me, but I feel a bit mothered.
Yeah,
So I think that, you know, that it's great for a woman to please, to nurture, to take care of a man. The man needs to be in choice of how that looks and feels. Because my understanding is man's greatest need actually is freedom to choose. Yeah. And I always say to women, this is not a philosophy that says man should have freedom to do what he likes and go where he wants and be with who he wants to be. I don't mean that. What I mean is that he wants to feel like he's the man in the relationship, so he's got that freedom to choose to take care of you in the way that he wants to, to choose to be nurtured by you in the way that works for him. And then, regardless, and you know, what I've found with Tony is, even though Tony has took, from a lot of people's perspective, a very spiritual path, which many say the more on that path, the more that person moves, and as to use your word, ascends, that they become actually more androgynous. They become less clearly masculine and feminine. But what I've noticed with Tony is that he retains that masculinity with me. So that it's very clear in our relationship who's the man and who's the woman, even though he's full on his spiritual path.
Yeah.
And I think that's very important, because men want to feel like they are in charge of something.
No, I totally agree with that. And that those are really a good points. And there's a lot of those fine lines in an intimate relationship.
Yes.
Where,
very.
You know, you get right up to the center and it's perfect. And you
yes.
take one little foot over and now
yes.
you're on the other side.
Yes.
You know, which is also a lot of spirituality as well, is that
yes.
it's all about finding that in between.
When we have these challenges in our intimate relationship, when we get these rocky parts of our life, actually, it's the evolved you, it's the more multidimensional you that can overcome that. Because the difficulty with staying more in the practical third dimensional part of ourselves is that part of us has the duality, where this is right or wrong, it's good or bad, it's, you know, and therefore we get very stuck into kind of the rules that we have created as a couple in our relationship, and then there is disconnection. Whereas actually, if we can look at this from a larger perspective and from a more esoteric perspective, then the intimate relationship bubbles, the difficulties, become less emotionally charged, because we're living, and I think you're right what you said about the woman who's much more calm and has a calm knowing. If we're both in that place, then the intimate relationship difficulties are massively reduced.
Yes.
Massively reduced.
And then I've also found, and I'm sure you've found, because I've been married, like I said, a total of like over 40 years to two different
yeah.
people. However, I have learned in all the times in my life that when things were bad in the relationship, if I changed me,
yes.
the relationship would get better.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's the problems when people are in counseling, that, well, I'll change when you change. Well, that's
yeah.
just a standoff, and that will never end.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I always literally say that the most common thing, you know, I have many, many people telephone up, and the first thing that anybody ever tells you is what their partner's doing that they don't like. So therefore, I tend to be fairly quick with my first question, which is, and so could I ask you what you're doing that's giving you this experience?
Yes.
Because it may sound harsh to people, especially if they're having, you know, anything even, you know, I mean, there's some seriously interesting behavior that we do when, as human beings,
yes.
when things aren't going well. And we run patterns that we've perhaps picked up. And you know, even if I was talking to somebody who's having abuse in their relationship, which is an extreme example, but to help them, support them to understand how they've contributed to that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not always easy. But, of course, it's the key to the freedom. The key to the next and the, or an intimate relationship that works is to see how you have created for yourself an experience that you don't like.
Absolutely. Those are great bits of information for everybody.
Yeah.
I'd like to ask you now if you can, I'm not so exactly sure how to say this, but you've talked about using your multidimensional self in a relationship. You can explain that a little bit directly for the people that are listening, because I, of course, know exactly what you mean.
Yes.
You know, maybe some of the listeners don't. So that would be wonderful if you could explain that.
Oh, wow. I feel, let me be very clear, is that, you know, I'm the pupil here, definitely not the teacher. Whereas where Tony and I have been the teachers, as it were, on, you know, intimate relationships for 7 or 8 years now, in terms of multidimensional self, I'm definitely the pupil and Tony is my teacher, as it were, my husband. But what I found has been useful and really helpful to support him in his teaching is that I've shared with people how this has helped me by learning this. And from an absolutely practical kind of version of what I'm seeing is helped me become very, very clear on was that when we look at the majority of our individual behavior in the, earthbound, practical, physical body, third dimensional self, then that, my understanding is that's me, really, that needs to be proven, scientifically proven, it's what I can see, hear, touch, feel, smell, yeah? And I understand that because I've lived now, I'm 55 years of age, in that, really up until the last few years, in that, I was basically living an unconscious life. I was living an automatic response life until I came across some personal development and I started to realize the ramifications of my actions, and therefore I could make changes to some of my behavior. But until Tony taught me and you taught me the different multi-dimensions of myself, I always looked at that from quite a kind of practical, logical sense. And what I understand now is that in my fourth dimensional self is when I'm in my logical conscious mind is, and my unconscious that works automatically is more asleep, and the awakened part of me is awake. And that is, as Tony always explains to me, the most practical way of understanding that is that is dream time. When I'm in my dream time, what I saw as just nonsensical kind of a dream that was, you know, didn't mean anything, I now understand that there's things that happen in that dimension with angels and fairies and dream time and everything, which don't have the same rules as the third dimension, but they can give me something. They can provide me with an understanding of a part of me that I used to think was just goo-goo stuff, la-la land.
Mm-hmm.
And my understanding then is that by going through that and by going through my openness to that part of life or the dimensions or myself, I suppose, that part of myself, that I can then go to what I understand to be my fifth dimensional self, which is very much what I think that years and years I've known there's a part of me that is pure spirit. And some of the hypnotherapy work I've done has always talked about source and soul and spirit and love itself and stillness and the void and all those kind of things, which are difficult to explain to people. But once I realize that there's a part of me that is capable of connecting with all that is, and all that's connected to everything and everybody and every part of nature and every part of the world and every part of the universe and beyond, that whilst I'm not sure that I can verbalize what that feels like or, you know, put some practical words around it, but I can certainly sense that there is that part of me now that doesn't need to be logical, practical, certain, secure. It's happening at the same time as my third dimensional self, which is much more practical and down to earth. And it's there for me as a place of being inside of me that's there all the time, rather than something I go to through meditation or I go to escape, if you like.
Very deep.
I don't know whether that helps at all, but it's my understanding that it's just a part of me that I already have, and that if I can utilize that, if I can live it more, the more I can be that part of me, the more of a connection I will feel with all that is. Does that make any sense at all?
No, that's perfectly put. And for somebody like me who has spent my life running away, well, I don't do it now, but I definitely spent a lot of my life running away to that place and living that place and thinking out here was not the real place.
Yes.
You know, that opposite way of looking at it, but see, and you can look at like my perception, your perception, and then there's that place in between where we both totally meet, and that's that in between place that's real.
Yes.
And in relationships, you know, there's going to be ways that we're very different.
Yes.
And those, what I see, there's two reasons, my main reasons why people will fight. One thing is when they both have the same fault.
Mm.
Okay, when they both have the same fault, you know, you're really going to get mad at somebody that has the same fault that you have.
Yes,
so
the mirror
that
thing,
makes some pretty vicious fighting. The other thing is, with couples, there is parts of the relationship where they just totally feed each other, and they're really on the same page, and that's wonderful. But then there's places where they're totally opposite each other.
Yes.
And there's a lot of fighting around that. But
yes.
The good news is that's probably why their souls put them together.
Yes.
Because they both need to take a big
step
towards the middle.
That's right. I think that, you know, just something you've just said that sparked a thought for me, which is that I think that, you know, one of the things that I've kind of, you know, sensed is that, you know, we are having, you know, we are in my belief, you know, my spirit has having this, you know, physical body experience this time around. Okay. And part of my journey has been to recognize that whilst I was brought up to be quite masculine in my way of living my life, that my learning on the planet this time around has been to realize that that got me a certain experience, which is all good if you like looking at it from the practical money and all that kind of stuff. But what it didn't get me was a very great a great experience in intimacy. And so what my journey has been is to learn to be more of my feminine self, because that's what my spirit has chosen this time around, to be in the feminine body. What I've learned is that it works best for me to be the pupil and Tony the teacher.
Yes, that does always work the best, doesn't it?
Because we are in masculine and feminine polarity, yeah.
Uh-huh.
But if we're the other way around, where, you know, maybe this is more your kind of situation, is that you're more of the teacher, that's your role in life, in this, you know, third dimensional life, and that your husband is more on the creative side, if he's a musician and that sort of thing, that the relationship can still work as long as you don't try and teach him something.
Absolutely.
Yeah? Because, and I'm only using you as an example, I suspect there's lots of people listening that may be going, well, yeah, I'm more doing what you're doing, Nikki, and you're learning what you're learning, but there will be people that are in your situation too, Suzanne. And And I think that what's helpful is to, what we've always taught, Tony and I've taught in intimate relationships, is for that intimate relationship to grow and flow, it's best to learn ourselves rather than from our partner. And I think that I'm good with learning stuff from Tony in the way that he's, because he's further along the path from me. But the most healthy thing is for learn it for ourselves so that we become more individually on our journey. And that when we connect, as you just said, we connect because we're in different journeys. Whereas if we go into a role of teacher-pupil, if it's woman teacher and man pupil, it seems to bring up some, you know, some challenges. And yeah. And I think that that's definitely something that we've seen in our work with couples. Mm-hmm. And there's one other thing which has really resounded with me recently, which may be interesting for you and for the listeners, is that Tony and I have taught intimacy for many years now, and we always talked about the difference between sex and making love. Mm-hmm. And saying that really, basically sex is more of a mechanical, physical, you know, kind of, you know, a drive to an end goal for both man and woman. And therefore, you know, and we're not saying it's wrong. We're just saying that that will give you a certain experience. And if you put this against the dimensions, it's much more of a third dimensional physical experience. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's often driven by the head. So the head is saying, let's do that because that works, and let's think that, because often a lot of people visualize in that sort of dimensional sex as well. But when it comes to lovemaking, if you and your partner can get out of head and into what from what I understand is a more fifth dimensional state or empty of thought and much more in a different realm, as it were, then lovemaking happens kind of automatically. Mm-hmm. It's less of a mechanical situation. And we've been sharing that with couples over the years, but it's become much clearer for me when since I've understood more of your work and the multidimensional work. So I just thought that was quite interesting, that how it's impacted on our teaching in terms of a physical relationship.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, I never thought of it that way, but you're totally right, because a lot of the, like, say, the third dimensional sex, it's goal-oriented.
Yeah.
We're doing all of this so we get an orgasm in the end.
Yeah.
Whereas with fifth dimensional, that's based on complete unity.
Yes.
And I just want to be so close to you. I want to be inside your body. I want to be with you. I want to be around you. I want to merge with you in every possible way. And then the orgasm, which is infinitely better.
Different.
Is something that's just a byproduct. Not that it's not wonderful.
Absolutely.
But it's a byproduct of what's happening. And so you lose that goal intention, and you're really in the moment of deep unity.
And it's so different experience. And it's not the easiest thing to teach, because obviously we're talking a lot of theory here. Because obviously everybody has a different feelings and sensations and everything. But if you think about it, what's amazing is that if it's goal-driven, then there is a start, middle and end, and what my understanding is, and I'll never quite understand the man's side of it, but I definitely can understand from the women's thing, because it's more of a manipulated orgasm, it's like, you know, this is what needs to happen for me to get to that height. Mm-hmm. It becomes more like a male orgasm. Now obviously I don't know what a male orgasm feels like, but I definitely know what one looks like. And when Tony and I have learned more about unconditional love, more about being in a space of stillness, more about being in a space where we're not in thought or goal-driven, or and we're just in that space, that actually from a woman's perspective, it's a completely different sensation in the body, and it doesn't have a kind of beginning, middle, and end. It's more of a state of feeling that flows and kind of ebbs and flows, rather than it being up, you know, from down to up, as it were.
Uh-huh.
And from what I've understood, and I don't know whether you have ever seen any of Barry Long's work on this.
No, I haven't.
He's passed on to another dimension now, but we did a lot of our research with him, and he talks about when the two people are in a completely space of unconditional love, of stillness, of in almost in like a the void almost, that the bodies know what to do. It's like an amazing way of putting it. And so it becomes very natural. And it's almost like some of the tantric where people are taught to breathe together and just to get in that real connection of sense. And so, you know, we found that that's one of the things that the multidimensional self is really, it's a good example of where it will give you a different experience, most definitely.
Absolutely. That's great. What I would like is if you can tell people how to get a hold of you, and then maybe you can end with a short little meditation. Let me see. I'm looking at the time here.
Yes.
It would have to be pretty short. About five minutes. Does that work for you? Could you do that?
Yes, of course.
Okay,
of course.
Good.
So first of all, if people want to talk to myself or myself and Tony in terms of their intimate relationship, and we do have sets of DVDs, and we touch a little bit on this kind of subject. Most of our work is more, you know, practically what you can do to either get into or to create a relationship, an intimate relationship that works. And if they wanted to get more information or to write to us about that, they can get us on www.tonyandnickyv.com. And if they wanted to write to us privately, they would just say, they put a TNV at tonyandnickyv.com, and that's the email address.
Great.
And actually, they could use that address if they want to, you know, if any, especially if any women wanted to understand, talk to me, share how they are integrating their work that they're doing with you into their intimate relationship. I'm happy to talk to anybody, of course.
And then when this goes up, I'll post that the show is coming on my blog, and then I'll write down all the information in case.
Great.
And
I can pop
it's hard
that.
To get it verbally. Don't spell it right or whatever. And then I'll write it down in my blog, and so you'll be able to get
That's
in touch
it.
With them, which I think would be a wonderful experience for you.
Fantastic.
So, them or her. Okay.
So, you'd like to do you'd like me to do a short meditation?
Yeah, a short little meditation would be great.
I'd love to do that.
Okay. I should have told you sooner when I gave you more time.
No, that's okay.
We were having
such
a good discussion.
No, it's fantastic. So about 5 minutes.
Yes.
Okay. So let's just find a really comfortable position. And closing our eyes. And taking a lovely breath of air and letting it out. Another breath in and letting it out. And as we feel ourselves gently sitting or standing, just resting in this ever deepening expanse. With every breath we take, and with every body sensation, just taking those as a signal to go deeper, more and more relaxed, into our very soul, source, spirit. And just allowing our awareness to expand boundlessly in all directions, infinitely to either side, ocean-like below and sky-like above, just resting, steeping in this ever-deepening expanse. And as we rest, just to put our awareness to the person in this world who we would love to have even more intimacy with. And just to, you may not be able to see it exactly, but just sense their soul, their source, and just seeing the very best part of them, the love in them, the spirit in them, their aura, their etheric body, their light body, just seeing that, and seeing them free of all issue, of all their programmed responses, their automatic reactions to life. And so that we are in complete connection with the very soul of them, the very essence of them. And just sensing our own at a very deep level. Knowing that our essence and their essence are one. And if you're single, this may be your partner who you haven't even met yet. But just connecting, knowing that we are always connected before, during, and after we have any physical connection. And when our souls are connected, just to look at that person. You may not see them exactly. And just to ask, with voice or not with voice, question. How can I share even more of my love, even more of myself with you? How can the love inside and all around me connect even more with the love inside and all around you? And then just being open and curious like a child, hearing his or her reply. Beautiful. And knowing that we all can connect, whether this be an intimate relationship or not, with any human being at this level. That the very soul of us, the light of us, has a desire to share and connect. And then asking yourself and asking this person, what else? And as you notice how the expansion in you takes you to a whole new expanded level, where actually even words are not necessary. It just is. Love itself coursing through every vein, every muscle, every tissue of your body and theirs. And knowing that, eyes closed or eyes open, same, same. And knowing that you can connect with this person and with the part of you that you're connecting with now anytime you like. And thanking yourself right now for this gift. that you have given yourself. And knowing that whenever, however, you find that part of you that you're ready to experience, that part of you knows what to do, what to say, how to be. Beautiful. That's it. And as you just come back now to a level of awareness of the room that you are in, and remembering that eyes closed, eyes open, same, here, then, now, future, same. And as you just move forward to a time in the future, just seeing yourself, hearing yourself, tasting, feeling, knowing that this place will create for you, will give you everything and anything you've ever wanted. Because this is the place where connection with all things and all people and all times can happen.
Thank you so much for talking with us.
Well, thank you.